Young socialists organizing for our future as capitalism plunges into a new period of crisis. Young people face a potential future of unemployment and hardship. A socialist program which says we won't sacrifice our future to capitalist crisis is needed now more than ever. Two young members of the Socialist Party explain aspects of our youth charter. How can we ensure decent jobs and training for young people? And what can be done to build organizations to fight for that? Young Socialists Fighting for Jobs. Amy Sage, Bristol Socialist Party. The capitalist-covered crisis has severely impacted pay, jobs and training opportunities, with young people being hit particularly hard. Workers aged under 25 are more than twice as likely to have lost their jobs in the last 2 months compared to older workers. With the second wave now well and truly upon us, and millions across Britain facing further lockdown restrictions, the number of young workers without a job is set to hit 1 million within weeks, sooner than initially expected. For those still employed, but unable to work during the second lockdown, the government's extended job support scheme has been changed last minute to be 80% of wages. As we saw over the summer, people were, unsurprisingly, struggling to survive with a 20% pay cut. That has not changed. The cost of living is no cheaper. Described as a sticking plaster at best, the Kickstarter scheme announced back in July, which claimed to create 350,000 6-month job placements, will do nothing to create permanent and secure jobs. As part of the Socialist Party's Youth Charter, we are campaigning on a set of demands in relation to the pay, jobs and training for young people. Full pay. We demand full pay, for as long as is necessary, to protect jobs and livelihoods during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Workers can't be expected to survive on 80% of wages, or on pitiful levels of universal credit. To those workers, who are struggling to make ends meet, even while they are in work, we say that wages should meet the cost of living. The minimum wage must be increased to £12 an hour without exemptions as a step towards a real living wage of at least £15 an hour. Benefits should be increased in line with the national minimum wage, with no youth rates or delays in payment. We demand that companies threatening job cuts and closures open their books to trade union scrutiny. By doing this, we could plan how to use the resources to protect jobs and workers' incomes. Any large company that declares redundancies or plant closures should be nationalized under democratic workers' control and management, with compensation to be paid to the former owners only on the basis of proven need. Job creation. To address youth unemployment, we need a massive program of job creation. The government should invest in building the hundreds of thousands of council homes that we need, and develop green energy. All as part of a democratic discussion involving young people, the working class, and the trade unions, about what kind of socially useful jobs are required. To Rishi Sunak, whose proposed Kickstarter scheme is nothing more than an attempt to distract us from the unemployment crisis, we say no to bogus apprenticeships or training schemes. Young workers cannot be forced to work for our benefits, or be used to undercut older workers' pay, terms and conditions. We need trade union oversight and democratic workers' control of any job creation programs and youth training schemes, to ensure we get the skills we need, as well as decent pay and conditions for all. We demand a decent job guaranteed for all at the end of training. Take the wealth off the 1%. The resources exist to be able to afford all of this, and more. To those billionaires who have profited, while millions of us have suffered, we say, take the wealth off the 1%. We demand the introduction of an immediate 50% levy on the hoarded wealth of big business. As an alternative to bailing out big business with billions of pounds of taxpayers' money, we fight for a socialist government to take into public ownership the top 125 companies in the banking system that dominate the British economy and run them under democratic working class control and management. This is a step towards a democratic socialist plan for the economy, based on meeting need, not big business profit.